Arizona's three public universities have had to look for alternative funding methods over the past decade, as one of the effects of the Great Recession was a significant reduction in money from the state. Those have included tuition increases and implementation of certain fees. ASU, for one, has also turned to entering into leases for land it owns. That has become a point of contention for Attorney General Mark Brnovich, who has sued to challenge that power of the state universities and the Board of Regents. Last week, a state judge dismissed all but one aspect of Brnovich's challenge, but the Attorney General may continue to pursue that. Earlier, I spoke with Regent Ron Schuchman about a number of issues involving the universities. He just finished his tenure as chair of the board. We began by talking about the Achieve 60 AZ goal of having 60% of adults in Arizona with a degree in higher education by 2030. I asked Schuchman about the progress he's seen and whether the goal is possibly too ambitious.
The goal is a very aggressive goal, and whether we make it or fall short, the effort to get us there and the progress being made is, I think, essential for the future of our state. The move toward automation, artificial intelligence, and is changing jobs rapidly before our eyes. So it's going to require training for Arizona's young people in particular and others in our society to be equipped to take on the new jobs that are emerging while the old-style jobs disappear. So I think that's a challenge for the state. The Achieve 60 goal is a great one because we're encouraging everyone to do training beyond high school, whether it's a certification, a community college degree, a four-year or higher degree. We believe that ongoing education really is the key to the future for our state.
There's the concern about does Arizona have enough good teachers based on what they've been paid recently? And, of course, the Arizona Teachers Academy is a goal toward getting better at that and not having as many teacher openings and, frankly, giving people a reason to stay in Arizona as teachers. What do you think about the progress there, including the fact that lawmakers actually expanded some funding recently for the Teachers Academy?
I am an enormous fan of the Teachers Academy. I know from my life's experience that a quality teacher in the classroom makes all the difference for every student. If we could put a high-quality teacher in every Arizona classroom, a lot of our other challenges would disappear. So I'm a huge fan. I'm very grateful to the leadership of the governor and to the legislature for allocating the $15 million. It is allowing us to grow the program. And we're growing that program with highly qualified teachers prepared in our three universities, as well as our community colleges, to step into these classrooms and be able to provide the kind of instruction that inspires our youth.
And it sounds like a pretty clear way for the mission of the universities to match up with the mission of K-12.
It's become clear to me that, as a board in particular, we can't be insulated and look only at higher ed. Our partnerships with community colleges, with K-12, and really with the families of Arizona are enormously important. Getting the message down to the people of Arizona that their youngster, no matter what their financial condition might be, can go to college in Arizona. If they'll take the courses that are required for entry and get a B or better average, we will find a way to get them in school.
We saw considerable tuition increases. That has leveled off. We've also seen an increase in fees. Are we in a situation right now where this is sort of a new normal, where we're not in a situation where state funding is going to be readily available in the same way? So tougher decisions have to be made. Do you feel like where we're at now has reached a level playing field to some extent? Because there has been some planning and some progress over the past few years. And if more money comes from the state, that would be a bonus.
A relatively stable time, and it is one that we are dealing with. The real need for additional dollars comes down to a single word, and that's access, to allow more Arizona young people to come into college and complete school. We have a problem with college going in Arizona. Our rate of youngsters going to school out of high school is 20% below the nation. We have to turn that around if we're going to be the kind of state that we hope to be. So the resources really will help us do that. We think about two things in particular. Are we delivering the best education possible? And are we delivering that at the lowest possible cost?
Recessions are inevitable. Do you think the state and its education system and university funding is at a place that is stable enough to withstand a quote-unquote regular recession?
The governor's move to put $1 billion in a rainy day fund should hopefully serve as a damper to a coming recession. I do believe we still, as a state, must invest more money in education. I can't think of a single investment a state could make that would chart its course forward better than that. And it's not just about the money. It's about ensuring that those teachers that are coming through the Teachers Academy are adequately paid, that we have quality leaders in those school districts and in those schools at the principal and superintendent level, and that the schools have the equipment and the support that they need in terms of counselors, et cetera, to ensure that more of our children go further down the education pipeline. So the answer is, yes, we will do whatever we need to do to survive the economy, whichever direction it turns. But my hope would be that we would come to a realization that additional funding in a planned way would be very helpful for the state's future.
Ron Schubman is a member of the Arizona Board of Regents and recently completed a term as board chair.